day, listeners. My name is Taylor McClure, and you are tuning in to CIDI's daily news show, Township's Daily News Bits, and thank you all for your continuous support. Regional leaders from across the Eastern Townships are coming together to mobilize the community to stand in solidarity with Bishop's University as the provincial government announced its proposed plans to change the tuition fees for out-of-province students, meaning students coming from other provinces in Canada, that want to attend a Quebec university. Essentially, these proposals will see the tuition fees double for these students, and it has raised a number of concerns across the province. Elected officials in the Eastern Townships, politicians, business owners, university representatives from Bishop's University and Sherbrooke University, CEJUP representatives from Champaign College Lennoxville, BU alumni, and many others organized a press conference at Bishop's University yesterday to raise awareness around the situation and to demand that the government reconsider its proposed legislation. We had the chance to speak with Sébastien Labelle-Grenier, who is the principal and vice chancellor of BU, about what BU is doing to address the situation with government officials at the provincial level and what the next steps are moving forward.
Sébastien, we had the chance to speak last week about the provincial government's announcement to hike the tuition fees here in Quebec for out-of-province students. And today, Bishop's University held a press conference which mobilized the community. And it was so fantastic to see all the people that came out in support of BU. How did it feel to see the solidarity here in the room today?
It was quite honestly a bit overwhelming. The extent of the mobilization of the, you know, all the community of the Eastern Townships and what's to my mind is especially important is you saw all the Francophone leadership stand up with us and say this, you know, Bishop's is essential to our community. They are a part of what makes us whole. And so they were here to support us. All the Bishop's community was here to receive that great outpouring of love for the institution and what we stand for. I got to tell you, I knew that the community leaders who were organizing this were incredibly vocal and supportive people, but the extent of the support we've seen today is a bit overwhelming and it's so heartening. So I am so grateful, and it certainly confirms how important this is and that we've got to keep the fight going because this is essential to all of our communities.
Most certainly. And, you know, I know that Bishop's University students made their way out to Montreal to do a protest in Montreal alongside McGill and Concordia students because, as from my understanding, they feel like the government's not listening. So I was just wondering, is the university still in talks? Last time we spoke, you were mentioning, you know, you're in contact with government and officials to try to get them to recognize Bishop's University circumstances. Is that something that BU is continuing to do, and are you continuing being in contact with those individuals who have put this into place, I guess you could say?
Yeah, and I think that's really an important piece of the puzzle because we're keeping active the channels of communications. We're communicating still very regularly with government members. And I want to make this clear. I talked about it last time we spoke, but we are not opposed to measures to uphold and support the vibrancy of the French language in Quebec. Quite the contrary, we really see ourselves as a partner with government in that respect. So we're not opposing the fundamental objectives. It's just that this policy is destructive for our institution and will not bring any benefit to either our community in the Eastern Townships or in Quebec generally. So we're really keeping the channels of communications open where we've proposed other solutions to government. And we've been told that we should be hearing from them soon. So we're hopeful that we're going to get to a point where we can find a solution that is beneficial for the entirety of Quebec.
You know, and the last time I spoke with Sophia, who of course is the president of the Student Council and who is spearheading this with everything that she has, she mentioned to me how Bishop's is kind of in a different predicament than the other universities. But she didn't really go into detail about that. And I was just wondering maybe if you could highlight that a little bit more for our listeners who don't really know the characteristics of the university here, you know, like Sophia mentioned, it doesn't make sense for a university like Bishop's.
No, that's right. So our circumstances are different. The first difference is that roughly 30% of our students are Canadian out-of-province students. That percentage is much lower in McGill and in Concordia. And therefore, the immediate financial impact of the measures will be much greater. But also, we have been defined by the diverse student body we welcome on campus, and out-of-province students are an essential part of that mix. They've always been a part of what makes us whole, And so therefore losing Canadian out-of-province students would make us a different university. And that's really, I think, something that is very specific to the identity of Bishops. You know, 90% of our students in first year live in residence together. They come to know each other, they meet up, and they grow through interaction with people that come from different backgrounds. This is what we are and what we are about, and we stand to lose that. Now, that being said, we certainly do stand in solidarity with Concordia and with McGill. These measures are detrimental to Quebec as a whole. They're sending the wrong message, and we think that the government made a mistake, especially as it regards the Canadian out-of-province students. So we feel that there are solutions that can address that specific issue and save the whole province from the very negative impacts the measures would have. And in doing so, recognize the important role that the three English language universities play in our province.
And that's something that's been mentioned to me by members of our community, is that people feel like it's another attack on the English speaking community. And one of my questions that I've had, you know, is how do you think the government could have maybe gone about this differently? You know, it's all about preserving and protecting the French language, which many emphasize here today. Of course, that's where we want to go, but not at the sake of another community, essentially.
Right. Well, you know, the obvious way the government could have avoided this whole mess is just to sit down with us and have a discussion. We've got a lot of ideas as to what can be done. You know, I think the government is making a mistake in when it says that Canadian out-of-province students come here, benefit from our system, and then leave and they don't contribute. That is false. First off, they contribute a lot economically. They make a huge difference economically for a province. They bring in a lot more money than whatever the government spends to support their studies. But most importantly, they represent talent for this province. We, English language universities, help in giving them the French language skills they need to stay and succeed in Quebec. We've got, you know, a vast number of stories of people that have decided to stay in Quebec and that are now really directly contributing to our province. But even for those who leave and go back to their home province or go elsewhere, they become ambassadors for our province. And they're extremely important to bring greater understanding and to bring back opportunities to this province. And these students are no different than all the Quebec students who go and study in other provinces. Most of them don't stay in other provinces. They come back to Quebec and they come back richer. They come back with a network of friends and contacts and allies in other provinces. That's a tremendous benefit from us. This idea of reciprocity, where each province welcomes students from the other Canadian provinces, is really the foundation of our higher education system, and it's a foundation of what creates all these opportunities for us as a province. So certainly destroying that would just be destructive for the entirety of Quebec.
Most certainly, and something that representatives from the Chambre de Commerce et les Industries mentioned today, who is a major part in organizing this, it's not only what students invest in the education here, but students invest in the businesses that are in town, they invest in the stores, and they contribute to making this community thriving and vibrant just as much as anyone else does.
That's absolutely right. Yep.
Well, I didn't know if there was anything else that you wanted to mention, Sebastian. Perhaps next steps, now that the community has come together here today to mobilize. I didn't know if you wanted to highlight maybe that for our listeners.
Well, I think what's important now is really to inform your government representatives of the impact of Bishops on this community, on how essential they are to ensuring that this community thrives. So really reaching out to your member of the National Assembly and expressing your concern and expressing the importance of Bishops for our ecosystem is really key. So we encourage all members of the community to reach out and make their voice known.
Well, thank you so much, Sebastian. It's really appreciated.
Thank you.
I also chatted with Claude Bellot, a former Bishops alumni and one of the community leaders present at the press conference, about the mobilization of the Eastern Townships community and his educational experience at BU and what it contributed to his life.
So Claude, we are here today to stand in solidarity with Bishops University after the provincial government's announcement for the tuition hike for out-of-province students. Now, I was told that you were Bishops alumni, and I really wanted to get an alumni perspective on this. So I was just wondering, you know, why was it so important for you to be here today and to stand in this room with all these individuals and the community members that came out?
Well, you know, it was not important only because I'm an alumni. It's because it's the entire community that is being threatened by this situation. I mean, who would have thought in our wildest dream that students coming from all over the world and all over Canada would be a threat to the French language. It does not make sense. So it was easy to respond and to look for the rest of our community and to bring them over, because, you know, we discovered while we were mustering the participation of everybody that there's so many more people that are concerned directly or indirectly by this cause. So they said, no, 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 we cannot allow this to take place, and we need to send a strong message to the government. So, of course, as an alumni, it's wonderful to see that so many people from all walks of life and different political affiliations, they've all responded positively. So it is very reassuring, although we think and we fear that this battle could be a long one, and it's going to be difficult to win, but we're not going to give up until we have obtained satisfaction.
Yes, and many bishop students or former bishop students have mentioned that they wouldn't have been able to have the access to education or the educational experience that they had if it wasn't as at the price that it was, sure, or as accessible as it was. Sure. What did being a bishop student contribute to your life?
Well, it's easy to say because it's changed my life entirely. I mean, I came to the campus not speaking a word of English. I was doing a lot of sports. I played football and basketball at Bishop's. And when the coach came to my high school in Sherbrooke, I couldn't even understand what he was saying. And my coach translated and he said, well, they want you to go and play there. I said, well, I don't speak the language. He said, don't worry, we'll take care of you. So, you know, coming to Bishop's gave me the opportunity to access a new language, a new culture, and literally opened up the world to me, because I ended up doing a career at the international level where English was absolutely essential. So not only did I get a great education, I got to play my two favorite sports, and it opened the doors to the world for me after. So I'm eternally grateful to this institution, and I do not want it to see weakened.
That's something that no one has actually highlighted with me before.
But it's not so much that the Francophone will be impacted, because if you're from Quebec, then you're not, it's not changing,
yes,
but it's the Canadians elsewhere. So if you live in another province and you want to come to study at Bishop's, you're going to be paying twice the amount of what you and I would have paid. And it's unacceptable. And it makes no sense. Literally, it has no impact on the French culture. And I'm a strong defender and believer that French has a distinction and needs to preserve the language. But in tomorrow's world, we need to preserve French. We need to have our kids to speak English, Spanish, Japanese, Chinese, whatever other language, because the world is shrinking. So if we isolate ourselves, it's not winning for us in the future, and it's not winning for our kids. I'm sorry, I'm very passionate about this, but this is the way I feel, and this is the way the close to 200 people that were on stage today feel about it too. Mm-hmm. And you saw the turnout, the people who came to support also Bishop's University. So we're grateful to all of these efforts.
Yes, it's going to impact Quebec on the national scale.
And it's so sad, and it's so unnecessary. Yeah, what can I say?
That's what Sebastien said, the principal of BU, that there are many solutions that could have been put forward before.
And the new principal has shown incredible leadership through all of this. And I think it's reassuring for all of us alumni, but all of us that are in this movement now, that there is somebody at the helm who knows what he's talking about, and he's proven to be extremely agile in dealing with these issues. So it's a big reassurance from all of us.
Definitely. Well, those are all the questions that I had for you, Claude, but please feel free to mention anything else that you think would be important for our Eastern Townships community to be aware of.
Let's save our institution. Let's continue to develop the links between our communities, because we're one community. It's not different communities. So let's be sure that we preserve this for your kids, for my kids, and for many generations to come.
Well, thank you so much, Claude.
Thank you.
Louise Bourgault and Sébastien Lussier from the Sherbrooke Chamber of Commerce and Industry, who both played a major role in organizing the mobilization of the community, briefly highlighted the economic role that BU plays in the region for CIDI. Sébastien and Louise, we are here today to gather in solidarity here with BU. And I know that the both of you played a major part in organizing this today. So I was just wondering why it was so important for you to do something like this and to bring the community together.
Yes, but first, for the economic impact of the University Bishops, it's around $195 million in the region per year. And we have a lot of employees here in Sherbrooke and Lennoxville. We have many students coming from other province, and some stay here, but some return in their region, and they become ambassador for Estrie, for Eastern Township, or for Sherbrooke. So it is really important, this solidarity about University Bishop.
And how do you plan on continuing to support Bishop's University throughout this time? Perhaps you could comment on that, Louise, if you'd like.
The next step, that will be with the Fédération des Chambres de Commerce du Québec, will help us to give a letter at the government also.
Of course, on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, we are all in this cause. So we want to continue, and we will follow. Louise is in the committee, so we will follow the all the work about the continuing the University Bishop. Mm-hmm. And we are in contact with our MPs in the region to do some discussion with them.
Because as representatives of the Chambre de Commerce et les Industries here in the Estrie, I'm sure that you recognize the value that the school brings to the area.
Sure, the student works on the PMEs. It's important.
They work all about the research, all about the business who are suppliers for the university here. So it's a really big impact.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to chat. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Lucie also highlighted BU's role here in the region in more detail at the press conference by providing some statistics to the audience. We are playing a clip from the press conference right here, right now, only on CIDI 99.1 FM.
According to a study by Ernst & Young, the economic impact of Bishop's University in Quebec is $108 million per year in direct spending, $76 million per year in GDP, and $65 million per year in wages, most of it directly injected into the Eastern Township economy. In addition, the roughly 800 students from the other provinces add $21 million per year in direct spending into our economy, $11 million per year in GDP, and generate $7 million per year in wages.
He added that Bishop's generates the equivalent of more than 1,000 full-time jobs in Quebec, 856 here in the region of Sherbrooke.
Toujours selon une étude de Ernst & Young, Bishop génère également l'équivalent de plus de 1000 emplois à temps plein au Québec, dont 856 ici dans la région de Sherbrooke.
Sophia Stacy, who is the president of the Bishop's University Student Council, took to the podium to speak on her story as an out-of-province student coming to Quebec from Alberta. She highlights the important role that BU plays in providing out-of-province students with the chance to learn French as a second language and ensuring that it continues to thrive.
This issue is deeply meaningful and personal one. I was raised in Alberta in an English-speaking household 3,000 kilometers away from the French culture which I have grown to love. At 14 years old, my French teacher nominated me to participate in a cross-country exchange to learn French, and my host family in Saint-Hyacinthe, Quebec, welcomed me with open arms. And those 3 months were impactful in my decision to return to Quebec. When I was 17, I ultimately chose Bishop for its intimate community, regional location, and to strengthen my French, as many of you did as well.
You!
Not only do I now consider myself bilingual 3 years later, but I've been able to become an advocate for students, representing 2,650 Bishop students, many of you who are here today, from Quebec, Canada, and across the globe. So although this is my story, in a way, this is many of your stories as well. The government's belief that this policy makes a greater contribution than the individual stories of thousands of people like me and like you across Quebec is a bold one. In an unwavering commitment to accessible education for all, on Friday, October 27th, your student association launched a joint petition urging the government of Quebec to reevaluate its proposed tuition increases, with an emphasis on the devastating implications for Bishop's University. The joint petition can be signed on the website of the National Assembly. Despite the current political narrative, Quebec, out of province, and international students deserve to feel autonomous, valued, and welcome where they choose to pursue education, because education is a right for all. In the face of adversity, we will continue to fulfill this right at Bishop's University.
Former mayor of Sherbrooke, Jean Perroux, who describes himself as a major supporter of Bishop's University, closed off the press conference with a powerful speech. Addressing the crowd in French, he said all of the leaders here today have signed an open letter addressed to Premier François Legault and to the Minister of Higher Education, Pascal Derry, in support of BU. More than 187 leaders in our region, many of whom were present, whom are present this morning, signed this letter, which highlights the importance of bishops for our region and our attachment to this institution that is a pillar of our community for 180 years. He emphasized, we want to say it loud and clear, bishops is not a menace to the French language in the Estrie.
Tous les décideurs ici présents ont signé une lettre ouverte adressée au Premier ministre François Legault et à la ministre de l'Enseignement supérieur, Pascal Derry, en soutien à l'Université de Sherbrooke. Plus de 187 leaders de notre région, dont plusieurs qui ne pouvaient être présents ici ce matin, ont signé à ce jour cette lettre qui souligne l'importance de Bishop pour notre région ainsi que notre attachement à cette institution qui est un pilier de notre communauté depuis maintenant 189. Nous aimerions vous le dire haut et fort. Bishop n'est pas une menace pour la langue française en Estrie.
CIDI will continue following up on this story as new developments make our way to us. So stay tuned for more. Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.